Shuch of Gimel, Kedushin continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Yunal Vadar, Hitov Shimemeh, March 4th, 1985, on Monday, continued.
Not worth as much as he says. He says, the husband says, this diamond ring is worth $1,000. The Isha might think it's worth maybe only $800. So maybe it's the Samchadai. It's the Samchadai. So maybe she's not the Kodeshes, even if it turns out at the end that it's worth $8,000. So the Rosh explanation of Hamatam's name is because when the Baal, the Kaddish, uses a diamond ring, the Isha might think it's not worth as much as the Baal says it's worth. Maybe it's worth less. Maybe the Rosh is the Kashi, newly drilled, high time. Woman no aboilo glossy or even at a bath, to a demon shumel at the maskil mask. Since the whole Shoshi is, maybe the Isha will think it's worth less than it. $10,000, the value mentioned by the Baal. So there's an answer. Let the Baal use diamond ring and not mention any value. But the Rami says, and the other machine, they say something else in respect to Ramatam's name. They say the reason is why Ramatam says that you cannot use a diamond ring is because a diamond ring has such a dubious value. Maybe the Isha, in her imagination, she thinks that at the time of the Gushin, true, the husband said, it's worth 1,000 zuz. But maybe she thinks it's worth 5,000. Never mind, the husband said 1,000. Maybe the Isha thinks that it's worth 5,000 because it has a dubious value. And that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why she agreed to be Kodeshes. Because she overestimates the value of the diamond ring. Some mele, this is how the Ram explains Ram Tamshi. Some mele, it's not Chayach to say, he'll say, he's catching the holding Sheshove Hatabas. Because even if he says he's catching the holding, but maybe the Isha agreed to be Kodeshes because she overestimates the value of the ring. So maybe there is no answer to be Kaddish with a diamond ring, according to the Rambam. This is what the Bishop says.
Mishum
Rechim di posakam netam kevish nekame. Osi shapia di meisi ala hum min hoge mevish nekame. Ufi mashi kosa parana. Diver am netam e mokin mitia sarosh. Shi kosa filosh naze. The Ram says, in the Ram netam, di shum hoche no katsi roye, lifi shi shum oson, יידור לאילו מוקסס ונדובו מוצו ליטיז בהם כל כך מייסר מיישוב להם הרבה כמעגור יסבם תיבו שיש מיישוב אל נעת ואפשר שיספורו כמו וכמו בהור אפילו רבן so the Ram says just the reverse in explaining the Ram Tam's din, than what the Rosh says in explaining Ram Tam's din. The Rosh, when he explains Ram Tam's din, he explains it on the basis of the possibility that the Ishe might think that it's worthless. And the Ram explains Ram Tam's din on the basis of the possibility that the Ishe will overestimate it. And she'll think that it's worth more. So, the Efshar she swore, Kamo vikamo, biho afilu rabbe meide, yato gavu yomalo vishav yechamshi, elo, omalo biholgehu, yitzrichan shume, ulifichach pirshu, siroye, kidei shelo yiteiz bidov hazeh, ואם הרב נתם, שלפי חוך נוהג שלא מקדש בתבה שיש בהם. So in other words, there is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Ram as to the longness of Rav Netam's din. According to the Rosh, the explanation of Rav Netam's din is based upon the possibility maybe the Isha will think it's worth less. Rosh asks, against the Negelo, why can't they use a diamond ring? Let the husband just say, the Mikhail just say, he's scatchily behold the who she showed at the house. Or let him not say anything. So then it's like Cholu. But the Ram says that Rav Netam's din is based upon the possibility that maybe the Isha in her mind or in her imagination will overestimate the value of the diamond ring. So even if the husband says he scarcely behold the Hushi Shabbatabas Shalantivu Magoyes, she'll still think it's worth maybe $10,000. Mimele, and if it's not worth $10,000, so it's with some Kadai. So maybe there is no eitze, because no matter what the husband says, the Isha might still overestimate the value of the ring if it's diamond. So maybe we cannot use a diamond ring, period. All right. Now, this is what Rav Netam says, as to why the Gemara says, the Hilcha says, the royal because the Gemara is emphasizing the point that only in case of Shiroi is Rishu, but in case of Avonitavius Margolius, so it's Rishu. But the Rambam has another explanation. I think I mentioned it already. We'll go over it yet. Thank you. sein nur gesichert. Halloch in Tres. Om Allah Haraya Kodesh Sri, in Godi Meiru, Shein Shomim Hamishin Dimrim, the Hoyu Shomeshin Hayitze, Shoni Shomi Sabroen, in Hoyu Shomim Hamishin, Harezin Kodesh Misas Kikho, Veinum Srihim Shumo Bishuk, Vakarti and Kodesh, Kiddish Kisma Taito, a Hoyu Vein Shomim, Nishoma Law. הריזם קודשס משור ראשינו ואם אינם שופים אינם קודשס so the Rambam so they all point out is according to the Rambam when the Gemara says ויוחס הסירוי וצריך השומה the Gemara is emphasizing the point סירוי וצריך השומה because the אישו is misavarai. He says, Harei atmeneshes li god meilu shein shomim hamishim dinarim v'hoyu shomeshim l'chayetzbe shomim shom misavarai. But if it is an article that the isho is not misavarai, so then it requires you. So on the contrary, according to the Rambam, you can use a diamond ring because a diamond ring, an isho is misavi more than zoi, so it's some chadaita. Lafuke what? Lafuke something that the isho is not misavi. So then, according to the Rambam, it's not some chadaita. It's not some chadaita. That means according to, so since if it's not misavo, and then that can, there is a possibility that it's not some chadaita. If he's not misavo, but if he's misavo, she is some chadaita. You see, she is some chadaita. Now, so on the contrary, let's say, according to the Rambam, so if he's in Kadesha with a diamond ring, she's certainly Kadeshes. Because a diamond ring, she's in Savi, more than a silk garment. Yes. A silk garment. But suppose he will give her a box of candy, and he'll tell her the box of candy. Unless the isho is misavet to the box of candy, but assuming that the isho is not misavet to the box of candy, and he'll give her a box of candy, and he will not have it assessed, he'll tell her it's worth $10. So then she will not be delicious, because since a box of candy and isho is not misavet, maybe it's not some chadaita. Maybe it's not someone like that. Right. That's one machlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, let's say, another time. Then Rishonim put out that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rishonim on another point. Now let's say, because from Rashi's Loshon it's mashma that if we say Loisom Chadaitei, so then she's not Mekudeshes, period. The Rambam Shita is not like that. Even if we say Loisam Chadaiti, so she's not Mekudeshes until an assessment is made. But once an assessment is made, and the assessment determines that it's worth Hamishim Zuz, then she becomes Mekudeshes. So, the Rosh Hashanah means, in the Holy Shom, Omalo Areyat Kudeshesli, in Kodim Eilu Shein Shomim Chamishim Dimrim, the Holy Shom Meshi Lechayitzime, Shomim Shom Sabalem, in Holy Shomim Chamishim, Harezim Kudeshes Mishas Lekicho, because in Srinishum, but according to Mandoma at Srinishume, she wouldn't be Mikudeshes Mishas Lekicha. But when she would she be Mikudeshes? Mishas Shume. According to Rashi, so if it's Sricha Shume, so then if the Kedush took place before the Shume, she's not Mikudeshes. She will not be Mikudeshes, even though a Shume would be made an hour later, after the Maisa. But the Rambam Shit is not like that. Moyeshom Hamishi, Harezim Kudeshes Mishas Lekich, when it's written Shume Bishuk, Vakarti and Kudeshes, Kishet is not like that. Elo Heil Ben Shomim Mishomalo, Harezim Kudeshes Mishor Shemo, Vimim Shomim Kudeshes. But if it's Shomim, so she's Kudeshes Mishor Shemo. But according to Rav Yosef, she wouldn't be Mekudeshes Mishor Hashino, but she would be Mekudeshes Mishor Achreino. According to Rashi, so according to Rav Yosef, she wouldn't be Mekudeshes at all, and she would require a new Maaseh Kedushin. Okay, that's all. Now for next week. Next week, that's Hashem, we expect to start the sugya of Omar Rav Omar Rav Nachman, Omar lo iskachi li mone, mone enkan mashkei enkan. And of course, I hope, I shouldn't say of course, I mean, to cover the sugya with the tesis of mone enkan, mashkei enkan, including the tesis of mashkei de achirin mohid rav yitzchok.
Shir Chav Dal and Kedushin Melech Shishuv Yudzayin Adar Hitov Shemim Hey March 10th, 1985 on Sunday.
He says to the Isha, he's catching the money, and then he leaves a watch with her as security for the mono that he was mishayel himself to give her. Biteras dush, in Kodesh. Mone income, mashkin income. Now Rashi doesn't say much. It's not known how Rashi explained. Hilka, mashkin income, in Shomikot. Mone income, Hilka, mashkin. Enka, eni shoriko, sheina mashki maton. Now, before we go, I mean, tesis and so on, so I want to point out, and I mentioned already several times, that there is a machlekes between the Raibed and the Rashbo, and the Pshat and the Gemara. According to the Raibed, so the reason as to why she's not with the Deshes, because he doesn't give her anything. He didn't give her a mono, and the mashkin, the watch, he didn't give it to her b'teras matono, b'teras dush, as a gift b'teras dush. He only gave it to her that she should keep it as security for the mono that he promised to give her. So what did he give her? What did he promise to give her the Tzvush? A mono. Did he give her a mono? No. He promised to give her a mono the Tzvush. Now, the halacha is that the Mekadesh b'shtachim de'achirim is nirgashis. That means that in order to be used as kesef kiyan, he doesn't necessarily have to give a tangible kesef, but even intangible kesef. He transfers the indebtedness, the shibuli, that one person owes him to her, there's dushin, so that's also good kesef kiyan. The shayla more is whether some chadayit, loy some chadayit, but assuming that it's some chadayit, so I'm kadei b'shtachim da'achir is b'desh, even though she doesn't get tangible kesef. But the question is, how about his height? There are many ways how a person can affect his chayis than another person. One is by executing the shtar. Let's say if he writes in the shtar, Harei ani mischay lochamon, and he has even signed it, or he signed it b'ksav yodei. So that's one way of affecting his chayis. Another way of affecting his chayis is through Kinyan Suda, the Kain Kodoa. In other words, if Ruvein says to Shimon, I want to obligate myself to give you $100 within the next, let's say, 30 days or so, and Shimon gives him his handkerchief, and in return, Ruvein says, I'm obligating myself to give you $100 so you come to the Chuyin. And she can collect Kuchin and Suda. So the question is, suppose the Baal says to the Isha, I'm obligating myself to give you the money, and the Isha gives him Suda. The Isha gives him Suda. In order to affect these heights, Ishim Gedeshes, that has nothing to do with Mikadesh Bechwit. Here is Mikadesh with these heights, but this highness is affected through a king and Suda. Through a king and Suda. And who gives the Suda? The Isha gives the Suda. Not the Baal, because he's Mikadesh with these heights. So according to the Raivet, in such a way she is Mikadesh. She's because just as you can be Mikadesh, Bishtachidah. So we see that in order to use this Kesef Kinyan, you don't have to give tangible Kesef Kinyan. You can give, you can transfer to the Isha intangible Kesef. So he can give his highest also, according to the right. Now, so the question is, why does all the Omer Rav Nachman say he's catching the money? He was mischaying himself to give her a money with the Azdush. V'niach v'mashkin olela in Kodeshes. Money income, she doesn't get the money. She doesn't get the tangible money. But she gets the Yisraelis. She gets the Yisraelis. So the Rabbi says, Einochanam, if you execute the Shtar Yisraelis in which you write, Harayan Yisrael, Mono, and he'll be Teras Dushin, and he'll give her the Shtar. Now that has nothing to do with Shtar Pushin. You see, so then she will be the Kodesh. If there is Kesef Yush, like Shtachay Dachir, what difference does it make? Whether the Baal transfers the indebtedness that somebody else owes him to the Isha, or he creates an indebtedness to her. So, both are intangible Kesef. So she is in Kodesh. But here, he didn't affect his highness by the issue of giving a suda to the Baal, or by the Baal executing the Ishtar's highness to the issue. He just, with his bilbur baume, with verbal fire tongue, he said, he's catching me on. I am Yishayet, I promise I'm Yishayet myself to give you a monobiter's vision. With Bura Baume, you don't create Yishayet. With Bura Baume. If it's my Talmudetes, okay. It's not a nice thing to be Chayzer. Very major focus on. But it cannot be legally enforced, it cannot be corrected. So, but what did he do? He gave her his watch as security. So the giving of security for his highness does not create his highness. In other words, if you are indebted already to that person, then you can give a mash from which to enforce collection. But if you're not mechuyev yet, and you just give a mashma, that doesn't create any Yishayet. So this is what Rav says. Omar Rav, Omar Rav. Omar lo iskachi u'ibiyoy, v'niyach lo mashkin omer, eino mekudeshes. Mona ain't come, because he doesn't give her the tangible money. And the intangible money he doesn't give her, because he doesn't become mechuyev to give her. He can be chayzer, in spite of the fact that he gave her his watch as security. And mashkin inka, and the mashkin he doesn't give her as a gift. He gives her a security for what? You can give something a security for a debt that you owe the other person. You don't owe, she doesn't owe any debt to the issue. So the security doesn't have any meaning. In other words, she doesn't get a thing. She doesn't get tangible keset. She doesn't get intangible keset. Because the giving of security does not create this kind. So money income, there is no mono, she doesn't get a tangible mono, and she doesn't even get an intangible mono, because no is highest affected. And mashkin income, he's not giving her the watch as a gift to the Elvish. He's giving her a security for a debt that doesn't exist, so it doesn't mean a thing. So he can lend back the watch from her. She doesn't get anything. That's the sheet of the right. Some Mele the right it says that the same aloche implies that if a Reuven will say to Shimon, I promise to give you a mona, and here I give you my watch of security. So he's not mechuyev to give that person a mona, because you don't create the skies. Then the Rashbo, that's the sheet of the Ramban, the Rashbo, they say something else. They say that if Reuven will say to Shimon, I promise to give you a mono, and I'm giving you my watch of security, so then Shimon can enforce the mono. And he can tell Reuven, I'm not giving you back your watch until you pay me the money. Because just as through Suda you can create this highness, just as through Ishtar you can create this highness, by giving security for a promise, you also create this highness. But why isn't she the precious? So the Ramban and the Rajpo say that his highness is like me. Suppose the Isha borrowed 100 Jews from the bar before, sometime before. She has to pay back. And then he says, I'm giving you the halfway. I may help you. Some kind of you go in Kadeshis. So his highness is like, no. But why is Shahid Achim? Yes, even though the Isha doesn't get tangible keset. So he says, Shtachid Achim, so the Baal is giving the Isha Biteras Dushi. He's transferring Shimon. Here is not translation. But the Shita of the Raivad is that creating these highways, creating Shibuli, is like transferring Shibuli. And the Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, is no. He has to give her test. He doesn't have to give her necessarily tangible test. He can give her, he can be marked to her intangible test. The Shachil Dachil. Mashiach in here is not marked to her anything. He just is mishiding himself to her. So the Mele, it's like the Kaddish Yimilve, and it's Eyem Kadesh. But by making a promise to give him honor and give security for that promise, you do create his highness. But with his highness, you cannot be the Kaddish Yimilve, because you have to be marked in it. Kesem, tangible kesem, intangible kesem. Because the here you're not marking, Shtachim Dachirim, you are transferring kesem that the other person owes the Baal, he is marked there to the Isha B'teras Dushim. So there is a Nisinas HaKesem B'teras Dushim, but here there is no Nisinas HaKesem B'teras Dushim. So it's not only Aloha in Dushim, it's Aloha in Kesef in general. The Gemara says, applies it to the Gabi Shifat Naim, it's the Gabi Shifat Naim. Now, how is Rashi explaining? So, there are two shots in that Gemara. How does Rashi explain it? It's not very clear. But I think there is a deal, Kalosha. Mone in Khan, Hilka Mashkin in Yishomek Lum, or Mashkin Inkam in Yishomek Lum, or I don't mean it. Sheina Mashkimatam. I think that from Rashi's Loshen here, it's Mashmas that he explains it like the right, he explains it more like the right. Because Rashi says, Mone income, Mashkin income, since Mone income, so Mimele Mashkin income. According to the Raive, it makes very good sense. Because according to the Raive, with these highways, you can be Mikadishanich. But here, there is no highways affected. Because with the Bua the Alma, you cannot create his highness. His highness. So Mele, that's why Rashi explains. The more money in Khan, consequently mashing. Because he didn't give her any money, and he didn't give her any tangible money, nor did he give her an intangible money, because with the Bura Bealme money income. Because with the Bura Bealme you don't become bound. So in Melee, the Mashkin has no meaning. Mashkin means I'm giving another person security for the debt I owe the other person. But there is no debt. With verbal fiat alone, you cannot produce his highness. So therefore, Mashkin Inkan, Mashkin Shabiklum, the Mashkin has no meaning. Therefore, Hilka. But according to the Ramban and the Rashba, it's not Hilka. The Gemara is saying two separate things. Actually, there is his highness. But the Gemara says, she's not getting any kesef. Because insofar as the mono is concerned, so true that this highness of the mono could be created as a result of the security being given to her. But that kesef is not good kesef kinya. Mono income, as far as the shibud is concerned, so that cannot be used as kesef kinya. And as far as the kesef represented by the mashkin is concerned, he doesn't give it to her. So, according to the Ramban, the Rashbo doesn't mean mono income, consequently mashkin income. According to the Raive, mono income, because there is no ishayus created, therefore, the mashkin has no meaning in Shabbat. But according to the Ramban, the Rashbo, it's not therefore. The Gemara is saying two things. Mono income, there is no kesef kinyan of the mono, because he doesn't give her the mono, and the ishayves is not makne to her, and mashkin, and there is no kesef of the watch that he gives her, because he only gives it to her as security. So the expression hilkach is not appropriate here according to the Ramban and the Rashbos pshat, but it's appropriate according to the Raivis pshat. Since Rashi says hilkach mashkin shabekrum shemash matone, so it's mashma that Rashi explains it like the right. Now let's see the Lashon Hara. How does the Rambam explain it? Like the Raideka, like the Raj, the Rambam, the Rajpo. It's not clear. But the Nagi Mishneh mentions the Rajpo, so it's much more about the Nagi Mishneh that the Rambam explains it like the Rajpo. Now look in my Mishneh. Shom daf ches am dalet member because the Rashbo that you omar lo areni chayev lochmone bikinye, in other words, she gives him a handkerchief and in return he undertakes to give her a mono for the solution where his chayves is created with the solution in his kachi boy in gedeshes shein kamono. Elamilbe, his highness is created. The Nisinas Hamashkan is a means of creating his highness. But it's not Kesef Kinyan, it's not Kesef Dush, like Milbe. The Luikono, but Lukosa for Shtaro, it means Ishtar is highness. Now, it's well established that if somebody executes Ishtar is highness, so he comes bound. But here she is not Mekudeshes, because his highness is not good as Kesef Kinyan. He has to be much more Kesef. When he transfers Tachin Dachin, then he is Makhnin Kesef. But he is Makhnin. Here he is not Makhnin. He is Makhnin Kesef for her. He is creating Kesef for her. That's not good. You have to give her kesef, not to create kesef. not the creator. But because of our star, all of in the Mekdashis, at Kamushim, the Chinkos Baram Banza, since the Magnishne mentions the Rashboshiti and the Rambanshiti in connection with the Ramban, so it seems that the Magnishne assumes that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban and the Rashboshiti, not with the Rai. Otherwise, he would mention Abu Arai and Kosov, and even Rabbeinu in the Mivuer, he should say. He just mentions the Ramban and the Rashboshiti, apparently. And Magnishti knew very well that she is right. But, because all the Bishim mentioned that she is right. So it's much, so why don't he mention? Apparently he assumes that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashi. Why? Because the Lashon Rambam means, Oyin the Lomisho is Kachal Dina, Vare, Zeh Mashkin Yodich, Achet Nadina, in the Mekadesh. Lo yadina yigia liyodo, lo yamashki no samu yeisei shamo. So if the Rambam agrees with the Pshat of the Rambam and the Rashbo, so we understand as to why the Rambam just said, lo yadina yigia liyodo. The tangible dinner that he was mishired himself did not reach her end. But what did she get? She did get an intangible dinner, his highness, a chayim. So, but that cannot be chesed kinyan. He has to give her chesed kedusha. He has to be makneh her chesed. And he is not makneh her chesed. He is creating chesed. But he is not marked the kesed. In order to become a kodeshes, he has to be marked the kesed to her b'teres dush. So that's why the Rambam doesn't say lo yadina yigia liyodo v'lo nischayim lo dina, because he was nischayim. But that's not good as kesed dush. But in the Rambam would agree with the Shita of the Raive, then he should say, Lo yadina yigia liyodo, v'lo nischayev liten lo dina. He doesn't say the lo nischayev liten lo dina. So it's much more that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashi. Now let's see the machine inside. The Rambam. Money income, mashmali income. Mashmali, doha kodushi. Kili shehu in the mikacho. Bigufi shall mashke, Ahab Shomal, clearly so she would mono, the consul. Ain't can mashke, Grimashi in Kinabo, the Havre cowboy, not that she doesn't get anything. She does get Shibuni, but that's her boy, becoming the new lady in Kodashis. The lesser bed, Hoyu Mona Inkan. Why isn't a Shifaknais Mikneret? Because just as the Mikneret is not Mikneret Milven, so he's not Mikneret B'Yishayit. Just as the Mishon is not Mikneret B'Milven, she is not Mikneret. She's not in Kedesha, it's to his height. The Avruch of Yulesebein, Hoyumona Inka, Lifichochem Kedesha, Vichizer Vinetil Mashkeinom Imeno. Yeah, why is Peter Mil Mashkeinom Imeno? According to Ramban, he does create his height. The answer is, because he didn't give her his highness just like that, Bitteras Matoni created. He gave her his highness, Bitteras Dushi. Since the Dushi is not Chal, so he didn't intend to bring his highness. So in Meile, he can take back the Mashkin. Yechim Bemes, Shemelet Naini, Niknes, Bimilek, Vise, Ulikamon, I skipped it first, one line in the Ramban. Bishomi Mimecha, Shizei Kone, Bimilve. Money. So she was already king of that money. And now he's making her. But now he's giving her something new. She wouldn't. So how is it analogous to Milve? We call me Kamashma. Bikinyet. Well, his highness is to me certainly. He's catching a boy. שאינו מקודשת וכן בימך ולקונו וישיבות ברשוס לאינו ואין לטיים בדמיון. So he says the reason is why I'm carrying the new way in Kodesh is not the new way is not Kessel. After all, Michilas HaMilve is also Kessel. But in order to be Kessel Kiyen, you have to be Makri Kessel. When Yamecho and Yulve, you're not back there, Yamecho. That's why you can't be Yulve in English. You have a new insight, you see, Rama. Vichayim, Avrim al-Habire, Avrim Mechayev Lachmone, Kalim ha-Mechayev ha-Niyatmu l'Chobitmone, U-Klio le-Klio imashkin aleyed, Mikim ishe-Moshach, Kona kero ishe-Budim. The Arab Zalkos have Mashkin in Kandu, the Conway, the Mashkin in Lide, the Mayovas Lay, the Conway Mashkin. It's all here, because the Russian of the grief tends to indicate to a certain extent that he, the grief, explains it like the right. That's why he said it's all here. It's not here. Right, there's the Rambam. Let's see now the Russian of the Rambam. Money in camp, Mashkin in camp. Kelim ha-moneh shum yukatsho boi, eini kan, u-mashkin shimliach v'shibud al ha-moneh, eini shove kan klum, shal no sal lo gufin shal mashkon v'dush, elo v'shibud ha-moneh, u-bamet iskadish. V'afilu oma lo, hari nichay v'ochmoneh b'kinye, v'yiskatshi li boi, eini kadeshes, shein ka-moneh elo milve, ולא יקונו, ואפילו כוסף לא שטר עולו, שטר ישחיידס, אין מקדשת, וכמי שכוספתי למיילו, גם למעו לי כסף, שאימפי לי בידי שצמייסס. נאו לציד הדבר. דבית פה מנשנס בואו את זה. Oma rabba mra machmen. Oma will scratch in the morning. Niach lo maschken aleim. In Gdeshes. My time Mona hinkam. Maschken hinkam. Jeschen forschen iso. אפילו כשנשחייבו במונה בקיניין קרוב, זה זה שיטר ברמבן הנרשב, או ישזיכה לו במשקי מונו, שאומר לו, שחיבו עם ישיבות למונו, וקונסולסי, אין כאן. משקי לא לימוד להסתו לא לשום הנועד, לא מן המונו, ולא מן המשקי, שהרי מקצ'ו בגופי של משקי, והבה לי כי אהובויה, דוי הבה בהן דוי מקצ'ה בה. זה זה שיטם ברמבן הנרש בו. והי דרומה, כי נמונה אין כאן, שאין כאן מונה בהן, משקין בו עם הנה לי קצ'ה בה. והרי זה נגל משקין ממנו, ויחל גב דמיו בדי אחר מקודש. So we see that the intangible kesef can be used as kind of kinyan. כל היכן לשם חדייתי ולמוד סמוך ולוי לרי, בחוד סומקים שזוך סומנו ונופי כמו מילה מיני. So there is a knoye, there is transfer of kesef, intangible. But there is a transfer, there is a knoye. The nofik שיבוד ללוי מיני, מזכה בי, he has to give a present with them. Intangible. But he has to give her. שתחיל לאחר אם he gives her. מה שאין היה, he gives her כסף, his כסף, he is creating כסף for her. He is not magnet to her כסף. In order to be used this כסף קניין, he has to be magnet כסף בתרס כסף קניין, בתרס כסף דוש. חוסם קים שזוכסם דוש, נופקום מיני מיני, so there is a knoye בתרדוש, דו נופקה שיבוד את הלב מיני וזכתה ביהיה, there is a knoye of שיבודים בתרדוש, אבל שיבוד די שנשחייב לו בקניין ובשטר, זה לא נופק, הנה כלום, אבל ראי, שמתקדש במיר ושאין המקדשת, ויהו הדין לך שאולי קונו, כי שם שנמיקנה במיר ושכניס אל כמו, והיינה דיקרומה, דחידים שבו, מקדשו במונו, והנה מסקדש את זה, דהב לו אין מיר ואין המשכים כלום, הוא לא חמור מונה אין כאן, משכים אין כאן, because he only gave these highness to her, בתרס דושי, and the dushin is not half, some mele, she, some mele, there is no ischaide, some mele she has to return the mashkin to, because he gave it to her, the ischaide saw the teres dushin. Vichem di ugde, di amse, da minum prute inkam, nasfane inkam, mai taina habe, di chashkinole kikene di mirve, shaloi kono, ulai perushe, we also shakti alishne di mashkin enka. Why? Because, you see, he assumed that the shakti mashkin enka means, therefore, the mashkin has no meaning. So that's only why, I mean, the way Rashi explained. But according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, we couldn't say, therefore, the mashkin has no meaning. כי תהיימא, דמיון צנאמר למחווה, שתהי דין זו כדמיון ושיתחסו לקדם לכם. What's the analogy between you and this? By you and so she was already cane in the milk. Now he's making her, she doesn't get anything. Any new kesef. But here, she becomes entitled to collect a debt from him. So she's getting new kesef. Oh, ויקרא פירוש בזה, כי פירוש הרי בזה, שימשך לכל המשתבי, אלא כשקידם לי חיוב המומי שלא בו ממנו, או שנסחי בו יבקיין קרוב, להשתה מקנה משקי משיבו די שכי, אבל הוכה של נסחי לו ממנו, ובאמיר הדעמי הוא שאומר לו, שתזכרש לו ממנו, כאילו שליסוך סוב ממנו, ידוז מקריאית ישחי בס, ונסחי בו במירוסי משקים, דיוי בלהו מונו לפלומו, וכן עדים ממחר לכל דולו, אין שאומר לחבר אתם לחומסיים זוז, והרי לוח, ואי לכל משקים עליה, ולזוך הכלל, you cannot create his highest by the Bura Baume, but you couple it with the security. Kishomo Habea to Messiah Jew by the Masquerade, the Zohar Club, the Nato Menomashkene, the Chain. כל שאיסטי ביניהם פנאי בדבורים בנוסטו משקין על איסט בדבורים לא יזור אבל אם נסחי במונה וקיין וחוזר בקיצ'ו בוי אוי שלוקח לנו סודי סודי איש המקודשת וסודי מחור ונוסם המשקין על איסט מונה זוך סבי דוי כהנוי ישבתי פחותו להסקדש בי ואשר עושה שפי וישני למון המונה אינקה, משקן אינקה, כלי מעקיד מונה אינקה, שלו יזוך סוב במונו, אינקה תרס משקן. So the משקן has no meaning, לא יזוך סוב די. הולו לא אומר לו, סקי במשקן זה, שיהו מונו, ונזקת שלו יבזו, ומוש חוי זה, זוך סוב די משיהו מונו, אלא שיוכל לסחוק אבדוני, וכי כשזוך סוב די, הרי היא מסקדשת די. וזה נוחי הבירו, ואין בי בי סניחו, וכן פירש ויזה. So it's clear that they are too short in the Gemara. ודאי, אם הוא אמר לו עסקת שלי במשקין זה, והמשקין יהיה שלו, שזה מגדש. So, so far, it's not clear what Taisu Shit is. But then Taisu says, וחמקי, אם עוד אומרים על החברי, אפילו לחמונה ומתונה. He's making a promise. He's מסחייר למצוא. וניח במשקין עולהו. מקונה המונו במשך עשה משקה. So in other words, he doesn't create his highest. So that indicates that the Israel agrees, this first washing of the Israel agrees with the Shite of the Raile. Because according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, if a person says, I promise to give you a mono, and I give you a mashkin, so then it becomes bound. And here he says it doesn't become bow. Ve'inu chalid maton libish. So, the first Washington Tesis says that the same aloche of mona inka, mashkin inka applies to the case of a promise of his chayis being made and giving a mashkin for the promise. That's like the shite of the Raivet. The Rabbi Chaim Kehen, the Shem Rabbi Tam, Yisrael. Emir Shimoma Odom Havere, Etunach Mono Matono, Heilich Maschino, Baltazar Yamashki, Hachi Etunach Mono, you old Zvada Yochil Aki Bamashki, Hachi Vitam Yamo. If we didn't see them, the Machoikes, the Raive, and the Rashbo, so then we could be there and reconcile Rabban Chai Mishim Rabban Tam with the first Washington. But since we see the Rizim Achleikes, why should we resort to Deichkin? I understand that in Yeshua, so I was told, I didn't see it now. So that in Yeshua assumes that there is no machlekes between the first Washington thesis and Rabban Chai B'Shem Rabban Tam. Because the Yeshua probably did not have the Ramban, he did not have the Rashbo, he did not have the Rishayim, you know. The Yeshua did not have these Rishayim. Some in Mele, he tried to reconcile. But now that we see they are two shotting, why should we resort to Idecha and try to reconcile? So the Pashtus is the first Washington thesis according to the Sheet of the Raive, and the second Washington thesis, Rabban Tam, Chaim Shem Rabban Tam, according to the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashbo. This is the Pashtus. So in other words, there are two Mishnah stages as to whether you can create his highness by giving security for the promise. The first Washington thesis says no, like the Raivet, and the second Washington thesis of the Tam says yes, like the Rashbo, Ramban and Rashbo. In other words, the Teine is a kashe against the first wash, not against the second wash. The Teine, Nihodo Oma Vasich Resumi, Kabiasich Resapiali, Lehalis Pishton, Nihodovo Shewobut, Mocking Shay Shomodom, the Hosmue, Sechralin Maton. Mishneh, the unhealed base, the first Mishneh Nasechasu. Nasechasu means Yitu Zeze. In other words, he engaged workers and then he was Chayzer. He changed his mind. Oh, the workers, they agreed at first to work for him and then they retracted. Even Zell Talmis. So they can have Talmis, but they cannot force, you know, to keep the promise. Isma says, Simon Shin Lam Gimu, but of course, the Yisel, Vol Yezle Mishmachus Chayamone, of Jewish Yisrael, we ask Abu Tamachoso, so they are in there, but it cannot be legally enforced. Sochar as a chamo, vesakado, lihobi, praitrin, lihuilin, lihkale, lihmes, upealin, lihalis, pishtonin, minamisho, lihodo vashoma, lihosubahe, mokim sheni shomodom, seicher aleem uimatom, opposes the love, for me the love, let's say, he engages workers to take out the flax from the water, and the flax was already soaked in water. And then once you put in flax in water and you don't take it out, so it becomes spoiled. So you lose the flax. You can't keep it, the flax, for a very long time. It can become spoiled. So suppose he engaged workers to take out the flax, and then the workers retract it. So it's not all, he sustains the loss. He's losing the flax. He's losing the flax. And mocking Shin Shamada. And there are no other workers available, so that he could easily, you know, engage other workers to take out the flax from the water. So he's going to sustain loss. So in that case, the Balabais is entitled to do one of two things. Seher alien or imato. Imato means he simply deceives them. In other words, how can the Mishnah advise a person to resort to deception? Isn't that a terrible thing? In other words, they say, we are sorry, we agreed, you know, for 10 zoos, for 20 zoos, to do the work to take out the flax from the water, but we changed our mind. We don't want to work hard for 10 zoos. For 20 zoos. So he's allowed, but he, in order to spare himself any loss of the flax, because of them, some male there is a aloha of Ikesh Titapo. In Ikesh Titapo, that's the law in Bobasta in Ishnehu, in the Agarite, the Gemara discusses. The discussion that took place between Yaakov and Rochel. So Yaakov said to Rochel that he wants to marry her. So Rochel said to Yaakov, but there is a problem. I think it's that to continue with the robust. My father Lavan is not an honest person. So he won't be able to marry me because he will resort to trickery, to artifice, to deception, and he will not let you marry. There is a problem. So Yaakov said to Rochel, I'm not worried. I can act deceptively, totally. So Ochi said to Yaakov, who surely is nice person like yourself, or a tzaddik like yourself, to resort to deception, to trickery. So Yaakov said, hey, you see, in Ikesh Titap. So in other words, that's a heta. If you have to deal with a crook, you can resort to deception. In Ikesh Titap. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself is Titap on Ikesh. So it's certainly not unethical if the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself is Titap on with Ramoy. So Mele, since this pairing acted deceptively towards him, and they are trying to cause him loss. So, if he has no other way of saving himself from loss, he is allowed him to resort to deception and tell these unscrupulous workers, listen, you are changing your mind. You don't want to work for 20 zoos. You want 40 zoos. I'll give you 40 zoos. But please do the work. Otherwise I'll have loss. So, and then he can pay them 20 zoos. Never mind the farmers, because he needs the tapo. So that explains the matter. But what does it mean, Secher Aleihem? Secher Aleihem means that he is allowed, let's say, now, he agreed to pay them 20 zoos for taking out the flax. Now they change their mind and he doesn't have workers available. He doesn't have workers available. So then the halacha is, listen, for money, you know, if you give more money, you can always get. So, let's say for 20 zoos, he will not get workers to draw out the flax. But for 40 zoos, he will get. So, since they acted very unfairly towards him, and they are trying to cause him loss, so suppose he can get workers now only for 40 zoos. At that time, you know, so labor was relatively cheap. Now that they changed their mind, so he can only get workers for 40 zoos. Whatever the reason is, for less than 40 zoos, he cannot get any workers. So then, the halacha is that he can be miyakeh, and he can pay, let's say, 40 zoos, and tell them they should pay it for him, the 20 zoos. They should pay it for him. Secher Aleinu Mata. Now, Secher Aleihem Niodom Vieker, Vialeihem Lishalom. Vialeihem Lishalom. Now, the Rosh mentions that there are 2 days for shame. What does it mean, Vialeihem Lishalom? So the Rosh, now, first you should go over the Gemara. And that. I'm a Ches Amidalev. In the Mitzvah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seventh line from the top. At Kamosich Aleh. In other words, you can hire other workers at the very at the high price, and then they will be responsible for the payment. At Kamosich Aleihem, Omar Rav Nachman, Atkidi Ischor. So what did he Atkidi Ischor? So Rashi says, Imoso etzlei tzas hamloch, the rekid lukrum, Secher Aleihem, kol ma shehu chayev lehem, yesif la'acherim, v'yigmiru. So in other words, if, let's say, they did part of the work, half of the work, he promised to pay them 20 zoos, for the whole world, but the deep part of the world. So how much were they entitled? To tenses. But before they finished the work, so they were chesed. So then he hires other workers, and then, so how much does he owe them? Ten zuz. So Mele, instead of paying the ten zuz to the original workers who did half of the work, so that ten zuz he uses in paying the other workers. Paying other workers because they want a higher wage. So according to Rashi, he can only hire other workers at the expense of these workers to the extent of the money that he already owes them because they did some of the work. That's Rashi. Then the Rosh. Now, one second. Well, let's see if we need more. Is the Rovel Ramachmon at the Aboyim Hamishim Zuz? At the Aboyim Hamishim Zuz? So, in other words, that not only he is home, but he can hire other workers at the expense of these workers, even to the extent of Aboyim and Hamishim Zuz. Not only to the extent of the money that they earned. Omalei kitanya yi sheboso chavilo liyone. Where the workers left their bundle, their tools, with the balabais. So then he can hire other workers and pay the other workers. Even to the extent of our boyim b'chamishim. Now again, here there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ritvon b'mitziyesh in this. I'm sorry if I have to mention it, but you know, if we know the shittes, so we'll be able to understand the tases better. So according to the Ramban, and that's the shittes of the Rambam also. Avoy b'chamish mizuz means lav dafka avoy b'chamish mizuz. It means even to the extent of avoy b'chamish mizuz. And suppose the chavilo, let's say, is worth 100 zuz, 200 zuz, and in order to save himself from loss and finish up the work of taking out the flax from the water, it's necessary to pay workers 200 zuz, and if the chavilo that they left with the balabais is worth 200 zuz, he can sell the whole chavilo and pay out of the proceeds even 200 zuz. So why did he say avoyim b'chamishim zuz? Because that's a very big sum. Even if it's necessary, avoyim b'chamishim zuz. But if the chavilo is worth more than avoy and more than hamishim, so that's the shamsar, not the Ramban and the Rambam. That's the shita of the Rambam and the Ritvo. But the Ramban shita is different. That's the maximum avoy hamishim zuz. But more than avoy b'chamishim zuz, even though the chavilo is worth 100 zuz, 200 zuz. And suppose, in order to finish up the work, he has to pay 100 zuz, 200 zuz, even though the chavilo has that worth, he cannot sell and use all the proceeds for payment. Because it's not a derech, you know, to use the chavilo for more than avoyim b'chamishim zuz, bizman agmon. That's the shita of the Rambam. But the shita of the Rambam and the Ritvo is lav dafke avoyim. The avoyim b'chamishim zuz is a guzl. In other words, even if the the wage promised to the original workers was only 3 zuls, so he can collect from the Havilo 40 or 50 zuls in order to pay the workers. So that's a good thing. But in Okaname, if it's necessary to pay more than 40 zuls, and Havilo is worth more than 40 zuls, then he can collect even more than 40 zuls. Now, in respect to, so the Gemara says that if the worker didn't leave the Havilo with the Balabais, so then he can only be Secher Aleihem Akid Yischor. And according to Rashi, Akid Yischor means as much as they earned by the little bit of work they did before they were Chayzer. Now the Rosh Secher Aleihem Limaton, Vat Kamo, Omer Rav Nachmon, Ad Kid Yischor. Pirshe Rashi, Ad Mashi Balabais, Tofis Yischor. In other words, he agreed to pay them for the whole piece of work, 20 zuz, and they did half of the work, so they earned 10 zuz, so he can withhold 10 zuz instead of paying them, so he paid other workers. But he cannot withhold more. V'yeshni forshim, be careful, son. Be careful, son. In other words, double of the schar. In other words, if they earned 10 zuz, so then he can make them responsible for 20 zuz. Why keep the schar? That's difficult to understand, but that's not our meaning. Anyway, we have, this is the Gemara. Oh. Think, we hold on Abbasikhas only. Gabasikhas appealing. We hardly speech on the Hotovashovu, mocking Shin Shomodon, where there are no workers readily available, because when Sikhralin Mat, we can bring like Kamosikhralin, Omarab Nachmon at his call. He's the Omer of Nachmon. Adapoin Hamishin Zuz, Hosom Kishabol Habil Yode, Peo Shebo, Kleune shall pay all the Yad Balabais. We hashtag, so what is the cleanness of the pay all the Yad Balabais? The security. So, in other words, if they left their tools with Balabais, that means they obligated themselves to reimburse the Baal weiß, war männlos. And they turned over the tools as security. So don't we see from this that when a person promises a certain sum of money and they leave something as security, so that creates these habits. And that's the reason as to why they can collect from the kavilo. So Tikashi against the first washing thesis that when a person undertakes to pay a certain sum of money, the Dibura Dalme, and he does not and he does not make an opinion on him or execute the Shtar's Chayis. He just leaves a mashkin, so then he does not create his Chayis. Here we see that in view of the fact that the Peali left their tools, the Chavilo as security for the promise they made to spare him from any loss, that they are responsible, had a boy in Hamish Dina. Had a boy in Hamish Dina. The hashtag he goes on Hadiva the other day, my Habe, Homone Inkan, Mashin Inkan. So the Kashi is directed against the first Moshin Jesus, not against the second Moshin Jesus. V'yesh leima ilindome v'hosom gomu lo yhepsik. Now, because they are responsible because they caused him loss. So what does it mean? Because it's gami, gomu is potter, but gami is high. Maybe that is gami, it's the law, so it's gami. The original workers, by promising to take out the flax from the water, so and then they change their mind, they quit, so because they lost all the flax that remained in the water, so we become spoiled, we'll be lost. So it's gami, so they are hired. So then the question is, so why Dafke, they left the bundle of tools in the possession of the Balbais, even if they didn't leave any security? They still should be liable because of Mazik. So that kashe is raised by the Agoye Soshrei in Bogotzi. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. So he said, Vindova of it shall be komosi nasis of it. Let's say when the pishton was put in the water, and then if you don't take it out in time, so the whole pishton becomes spoiled. Nearly the chayobim lishalim kolot seidei mishmidine di gamli. The Maishin Balabayish in Gorm Lapsidon Shechayim, after we dwell the Loikinya, the Koshal, the Gososha, the Kashi, the Kamun Oma, the Abitabra Ovi, Secher Aleim Imaton, at Kamu Secher Aleim Atki Dishor, the Bosoch Filo Yodei, at Mem the Nunzus, Mai Yerye Bosoch Filo Yodei, after Loi Bosom Namu Yishayim Lishale, Mishudin the Gamli, the Rav Nachman Mufay Mashma Lechera, the Yisrael Dini the Gamli, because there is a machlokes in the world where the Gamli is high and Gamli is not high. But Rav Nachman himself, it appears, holds that Gamli is high. So even without the dear Rav Nachman, he says, Vosafil Yodei. But through Vosafil Yodei, they're not responsible to reimburse him for the loss the Balabai sustained. But even without Bosach Filo Yodei, they should be chayav mitzad mazik, mitzad gamli. V'yeish leima, v'chosom ma'ere, the Gemara that says, only in the case of Bosach Filo Yodei, so then they are mechuyev to reimburse it against any loss. but it's not bar sochtu miyode. So they're not mechuyev. Ve'eise inyen shalikomu leishum hefze. Kigein where it couldn't be anatomized. Kigein shal pishton ho yoshol. Uvisho she iskir elu lohoyu achir mitzui. In other words, when does the Gemara say that dafke in the case of Bosa Chabdil Yode, so they are mechuyev to reimburse him for the loss? Because they undertook and they left security in the Chabdilo. Otherwise, they are not mechuyev to reimburse him against the loss. So that is reference to the case where at the time when he hired the original workers who subsequently changed their mind, so the pishton was already in the water. The pishton was already in the water. And if they hadn't agreed to take out the pishton, the Balabais would never have gotten other workers. It's either all true, he will sustain the loss, but he cannot say that on account of them he sustained the loss. Because suppose the workers would never have undertaken to take out the flex from the water. So would he have gotten other workers to do it? No. He would have sustained the same loss anyway. Fact is that they undertook, but they cannot be considered as maziki, because even if they hadn't undertaken, so the Balabais wouldn't have been able to get anybody else, and you would have sustained that loss. So Mele Mitzad Mazi, Mitzad Gami, is not high. So Mele, if they didn't leave any bundle, he cannot collect from them the salary that he has to pay extra workers, 40 zoos, 50 zoos. But if they left the bundle with the Balabais, so they undertook to save him from any loss, and they left security, so the melee, they are mechuyev because of their ischaides, but it's a gami, it's a chaya. Because the Gemara is referenced to a case where at the time he engaged the original workers, so the flax was already soaking in the mine. And